healthcare one American at a time.
The president announces a $450 billion jobs proposal before a joint session of Congress and urges them to work together and pass the jobs plan right away. More specific strokes coming next week. Of course, we're going to dissect it during this version of America Tonight. Kate Delaney at the helm, as always, with all of you across this great nation and all the nooks and crannies and my favorite, those flyover states. I went to school there. Yeah, I went to school in Ohio, so I have a soft spot for all you Ohioans and the rest of you in the Midwest as well. We're going to get your responses, no matter where you live, as I said, throughout the course of this show. Here was one from the Republican side. Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said this isn't a jobs plan, it's a re-election plan. A lot of Democrats are saying this is a step in the right direction. Let's hope we can work together. We are so pleased at the top to welcome Ellen Ratner from Talk Radio News. Hey, Ellen.
Well, thank you. I was there, and I was in the in other places is called the spin room, but I guess you don't call the statuary hall at the Capitol the spin room afterwards. But really quite amazing as to how you get spun. However, I didn't find there as much anger and rancor as there usually is. And I don't know whether it's because it's the week of 9/11 and, you know, there's this talk of all this terrorist threat, or that they've been sort of warned, look, from their visits home, people are angry at a lot of this rancor, cut it out. But I find it was interesting. One of the first people that I interviewed was Senator Sherrod Brown from the great state of Ohio. I'm from Ohio, so I always proceeded with the great state of Ohio. But he was, you know, he was very concerned about the fact that people in Ohio absolutely need something that's going to move things along quickly.
And did you get the sense that, as you said, there wasn't a lot of anger or discord or whatever you want to call it with all the infighting and all the stuff that's been going on in Washington for this past year? And you mentioned some great reasons why, 9/11, the anniversary coming up, the thought that there could be a terrorist attack because that's coming out of New York. Mayor Bloomberg had a press conference earlier in the day, and they've talked about it maybe even being in Washington, the car bombs. We'll talk about that later, too. But did you get the sense that there is a chance that there's going to be some cooperation here, Ellen?
Well, you know, again, I don't think he's going to get any billions of dollars of job plan through, but I think that they realize that if they're going to do this kind of spending, then they are going to have to come up with something that pleases the Republicans. And I think the Republicans know if they want what they want, they're going to have to do something that pleases the Democrats.
Yeah, the payroll tax cut, that didn't anger a lot of Republicans. That wasn't really one of the things that came out. There were a few things that I think the Republicans just glossed over.
No, but the question is, and Bernie Sanders brought this up to me, Senator Sanders, who is the only socialist member of Congress, said, well, yes, how come nobody's talking about the fact that if we cut that tax, it comes directly out of the Social Security Trust Fund? What's going to happen?
That was my question. Nobody said that. Nobody analyzed it that way. I'm so glad that you gave us that nugget. Because where does it come from? Exactly. And speaking of Social Security, I just read something that was posted on the New York Times because Medicare came up just briefly. And now supposedly the thought is, with this concern about the long-term debt, that yes, here's something that Republicans and Democrats aren't going to fight over anymore. They're just going to talk about how to tackle what you just said, Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Really?
Exactly. Right. But so the president talked about how it's going to be paid for, but the question, of course, is what will really be in the legislation?
Yeah, no kidding. And as far as absenteeism, it didn't seem like there were a lot of holes out there in the sea of Republicans and Democrats. I mean, we know some people said they weren't going to go, like Vitter. He said he was going to watch the game instead, the Saints and Green Bay, and, of course, he represents Louisiana, Senator Vitter. But did you notice there was a lot of absentee folks?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We were in Statuary Hall, so we pretty much watched the feed on TV, and it didn't seem that there was much in the way of absenteeism. In fact, we went to the little cafe in the Senate side, and we were sitting next to Senator David Vitter, who was eating alone. Interesting.
That is interesting. Well, his Saints lost, by the way, Ellen, so not a good one. Ellen Rather, Talk Radio News, thanks so much. Bye-bye. Yeah, it's funny that she says that because, like I said, they just lost a little while ago. Green Bay wins the opener in the NFL, beating New Orleans. How about that? We will pick apart what the president had to say. Did it seem like rehash to some of you listening, if you were listening? And if you didn't hear any of it, we're going to let you hear some of the snippets of what Obama had to say. Also, some reaction to that, to be sure. Again, it's 450 that he's talking about, 450. So I think one of the questions, one of the key questions is, and of course, if you're running against the president, naturally, because there was no official, you know, official rebuttal, I guess. So the former Utah governor, John Huntsman, rather, who would like to be the presidential nominee for the Republicans, although he seems to be way out of the inner circle on that, I think he has a very little chance of grabbing it. But remember, he worked in the Obama administration as an ambassador to China until this year, earlier this year. And he said, he took a swipe, he said, look, Americans are tired of President Obama's empty rhetoric and failed policies. They're desperately searching for leadership and above all results. They're looking for results. Show me the money and show me the results. The president pushes and says, you know, this $450 billion, I want to make sure I said that right, billion-dollar jobs proposal needs to pass right away. And things need to happen. So it seems as though we're hearing more spending, and you think of the $1 trillion worth of stimulus, that didn't work out. So now we throw another $450 billion onto the pile, and will it feed the beast? Will we actually see a big change in the landscape when it comes to our economy? And the ultimate question becomes, as somebody said to me, somebody sent me a tweet who's in Washington as well, just like Ellen, and said, do you think, just this question, do you think the president understands economics? Do you think the people around him understand what is happening? And the main thrust, one of the main things that he said right out of the gate is you have to stop the political circus. And you kept hearing throughout the speech, bipartisan cooperation, call your jump on your Congress people. So it's push, push, push on Congress, which if you're running for re-election in his position, it completely makes sense because who do people dislike more than the president? Congress. How many of you have called frustrated with your representatives? So from the spin point of view, that was a stroke of genius to just do the obvious thing and pummel Congress on that one. So what do you think? Was it regurgitated, kind of half measures, things we've heard before? Or were there some fresh ideas here that you think will work? And does the president fundamentally even understand how to turn this puppy around? We're going to talk about that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But next, I said we had a football game. Steve Budin joins us to dissect it and talk about week one in the NFL.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Football is back, alive and well, in Green Bay. The Packers, in front of the home crowd, pick up where they left off after winning the Super Bowl. They win their first game out of the chute over New Orleans, 42-34. Kind of got a little exciting there at the end. I picked Green Bay. So my first pick anyway, is safe, but we got a whole slew of games to talk about. Who better to do that with than Steve Budin, the Buddha Man, back with us again from PickNation.com. Hey, Steve-O, how you doing? Well, maybe we don't have Steve yet. I think he might have been there with a latte a little bit longer than we thought. So, all right, no, he's there. He's there. Would you put down that latte? Did you hear me, Steve?
Oh, yeah. You talking to me?
I'm talking to you. I said you were in our virtual green room drinking a latte.
I didn't know if that was you talking or my conscience.
Well, so the first game, you're not surprised by what happened, right?
You know what? I thought it would be a shootout. I thought both quarterbacks would get off. You know, I couldn't help but root for New Orleans at the end there. Just didn't happen for them, but they gave a really good fight.
They did, and the end was exciting. I said that.
I think it's something that they can build on. I think even though they didn't win that game, it was very important that they went out like men, because that's something that they can take back to the boardroom, so to speak, and build on.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. When you look at this first week, do you think, you know, some people think because it was a weird off season, we didn't know if we were even going to have football, mini camps were canceled, even though players worked out on their own, and some did that together, and there was a hodgepodge of training camps that were put together. Do you think we're going to still get quality football, or do you think we're going to see more injuries?
I think we'll get quality football. I think that because of what went on with the lockout, from a gambling perspective, I think a lot of gamblers out there are raring to go. You know, they almost lost the season, then they got it back. They're so hyped up that my only concern is they may hit the gate running so fast that they put their bankroll for the season in jeopardy too soon. Look, I obviously own an advisor company. I want everybody to bet. But what I'm really saying here is, you know, don't blow your whole wad, you know, in week one.
Yep, absolutely. I agree with you. Well, you know, I'm going to ask you about my team. And it's a 1 o'clock kick. We got a whole slew of games, of course, that go at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Right.
Philly at St. Louis. Is this a layup game that Philly takes this?
Well, you know what? This game reminds me of Flavor Flav, what he used to say when he used to scream out, don't believe the hype. You know, look, Philly looks great on paper and all of that. But until they actually do something in the regular season, you know, I don't think it's worth penciling them in as a Super Bowl contender just yet. In the same respect, St. Louis, you know, they're going to emerge as a good team this year. They're on the up and coming. They kind of remind me of the Detroit Lions, but in their division. You know, Sam Bradford's a superstar. He's going to be great this year. I don't think they can beat Philly, but then again, I'm not ready to lay five with Philly at this point on the road. I'd rather look at this total at 44. Again, I was between Sam Bradford, you know, and Michael Vick. I think they can score a lot of points. I think 44 can come pretty quickly. Wouldn't bet this game unless you had a gun to my head, but if you did, I'd go over the 44.
All right, some good advice. Here's a game I want to watch. I don't know if I would touch this game or not. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. What do you think goes down here?
Yeah, I love this game. I think Pittsburgh owns Baltimore, not just physically, but mentally. Look, Flacco lost to Derek Mason to the Jets. That was one of his trusted receivers. I think that they're going to be sending those zone blitzes from every direction. Flacco's going to be running for his life. I love Pittsburgh plus the 2.5 points here. I think they got the wrong favorite.
Oh, all right. So Pittsburgh. So, hey, some sound advice there, definitely. Indianapolis, the Colts carry Collins in instead of Peyton Manning for the first time. He doesn't start the opener. I think Houston.
Well,
right?
Kerry Collins is the only quarterback in the NFL that can get into a movie for $5. So you gotta love that. Peyton Manning obviously is the only quarterback in the league that can move a line at full 7 points. This game was 2. It's now a solid 9. And I think that doesn't just speak volumes of how good Peyton Manning is, but I think it speaks volumes about, you know, how bad this team can potentially play without him. I definitely couldn't bet on Kerry Collins, not with good money or bad money. I like Houston here minus the points. I think they become the best in that division by default.
All right, there you go. I was looking at games that I thought you would look at and say, oh, I gotta pick this one and look at the points here. Cincinnati at Cleveland. Somebody was asking me about this one today, and I'm like, you know, I'm gonna ask the Buddha man what he thinks.
Yeah, I mean, this used to be such a great game over the last couple of years. You know, but now, with Carson Palmer missing in action, I mean, I got cops on the TV right now just in case she shows up. But, rookie quarterback for the Bengals, rookie head coach. For Cleveland, this game is going to be a bunch of garbage if you ask me. It may look like a baseball game, 3-3, top of the seventh. I'm going under the 36 here.
Under. All right, a team that I think could be a big value this year from my perspective in watching them the last couple of years, but from your perspective, I want to pick your brain on this one. San Diego, they got Minnesota, and it's at home.
Right. Well, I mean, obviously San Diego desperately wants to get off to a fast start. That's something they just haven't been able to do under North Turner. And then Minnesota, look, with McNabb, I mean, I think this game is about who do you trust less, McNabb or North Turner. McNabb, is he going to be a leader now? Wasn't a leader in Philly, wasn't a leader in Washington. What is it going to be about this Minnesota organization that brings out the king in McNabb? I don't see it. What I do see is a lot of points being scored. 41.5 is the total. Let's go over this total of 41.5.
All right, so over the total. Sunday night game. I love the Sunday night games. You got the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Jets.
Yeah, you know, Ryan versus Ryan. There's nothing more than Rex Ryan's brother would love to do than to beat his brother's butt, but he just doesn't have the personnel to back up the bravado. Look, the Jets, they're in a tough position this year. You know, the last 2 years, no one gave them a chance in hell. So they overachieved and made it all the way to the championship game. But this year, I mean, if you read the New York papers, I mean, the Giants are gone, the Jets are their team, and they're talking Super Bowl. That's a lot of pressure, because in this day and age, and I think you'll agree, in order to really contend for a Super Bowl, you got to have an elite quarterback. And Mark Sanchez, great athlete, great quarterback, not an elite quarterback, not yet. But Dallas, obviously not a Super Bowl contender. Can the Jets beat Dallas by 4.5 in the home opener? I say definitely lay the 4.5 here with the Jets.
Ooh, there you go. Hey, speaking of elite quarterbacks, do you think Tony Romo is going to be one in the future or is?
I mean, I think that, you know how bad Tony Romo is? I don't think Jessica Simpson was a curse for him. I think he is so bad that he cursed her. I think after they got together, it was her career that suffered the most, not his. I think they got that whole story backwards. I am not a fan of Tony Romo. I haven't liked the Cowboys since Roger Staubach.
I agree with you. I don't think Tony Romo is the real deal at all. I think he's lucky. He's got a good golf swing, and he made a bunch of money from Jerry Jones.
Yeah, he's got a great smile and a cool four-letter name. Other than that, I don't see him having anything.
All right. We have less than a minute, but quickly, New England at Miami, Oakland at Denver. Who do you like in those two games?
New England at Miami, I think that's going to be a big surprise. Everyone obviously thinks New England is going to crush Miami. But look, Miami's going to be a lot better than people give them the credit to be. They got a new running back this year, and everyone says, well, they had great running backs in the past. But Reggie Bush, what he can do better than any running back the Dolphins have ever had is catch that ball out of the backfield, not just an emergency situation, but actually they can target and key him. He can go down the field and catch the ball. It's going to make Penny a better quarterback, and he's not going to be worried. 3rd and 4, that they're going to bring that wildcat okie dokie in, and he's going to be standing on the sidelines watching his team play on 3rd down. He's going to be actually in the game. You know, it's going to be a big confidence builder for him. This New England defense is soft. The Detroit Lions is not what everyone thinks they are. They scored about 1,000 points on New England. That was for real. I think the Dolphins, they can't win this game, but they can certainly cover.
All right, I like it. Voodoo Man, check him out, picknation.com. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
You got it.
Oh, I got to love Steve Voodoo, and he is like the king of the one-liners, too, isn't he? Was that the best, what he said about poor Tony Romo? That really is Jessica Simpson, who was cursed by her hookup with Tony Romo. Of course, now they've both gone on to other people, and Tony Romo's married. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road, and we're talking about the speech next.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Find glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
When it came to the president's jobs speech, urging Congress to pass $450 billion right away for this jobs plan, also saying there would be more specifics that would be laid out next week. I think a lot of this was regurgitated stuff that we've heard in the past, and to me it sounded like this is a president running for re-election, which he is, and he had to counter what was going on poll-wise, because the polls have really dropped, and especially with independents, who normally swing, a lot of them, in a Democratic direction, and certainly had the last time out for this president. That has to make the people who are trying to get him elected a little bit uncomfortable, if you think, what, 14 more months, right? So, my question is the one that I threw out right from the get-go. Are these half-measures? Or did you find some things in the speech that you would take to heart that you think you could take to the bank? Here's what some who are running for the president's job had to say. Like former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, who's trailing Rick Perry, the governor of Texas, in the polls, he actually put out a web video, and it's kind of clever. He called it 960 Days, and it highlighted what his campaign called Obama's 3 years of failure to turn around the economy. And it shows a clip of the president's speech, and then the narrator says this, these words, "Mr. President, you are 960 days late." And I think that there is some truth to that. why wasn't this plan rolled out before? And if I were on the other side of it, if I were at the White House and I were Jay Carney, I were answering that question, I would say, well, we tried through the stimulus, but there were things that couldn't have been helped. I think that's what they would probably counter back with. They would talk about money being sucked away because of some tragic events that occurred and whatnot, and saying that some of that, that's why some of that money wasn't parceled out, and it didn't turn the unemployment numbers around the way it should have. Because, see, here's the upshot. 9.1, which is actually higher, but okay, officially 9.1. If those numbers by the stimulus were driven down and you were talking about, you know, 6, you were talking about barely 7 or something, if you could see some definite movement, then the Republicans wouldn't have too much to stand on here. But because of the fact that the stimulus really bombed and didn't turn around those unemployment numbers, and now here we are, late to the party, let's talk about it's what we have to do now, and we have to stop the political circus, and we got to help the economy, and we got to approve this billion-dollar jobs package. And then you look at some of the specific things of what's in the plan. A lot of this was already leaked out before the president took to the airwaves on Thursday night. So we knew, and I think I said, you know, they kept talking about $300 billion, but I had heard that it was going to be higher, it was going to be over $400. Of course, now really it's up to $400 billion, because you're talking about tax cuts. Republicans are not going to go for tax cuts. And I know the arguments. They're going to say, well, you have to have tax cuts and then you have to have spending. Well, what the president is proposing is a mix of $253 billion in tax cuts and $194 billion in new spending. That's how you arrive at just shy of $450 billion. I mean, this has no chance of passing. It has no chance of passing in the House the way it sits now. There's absolutely no way. Other parts of the bill, perhaps, could pass. Let me let you hear a little bit of what Obama said, including, because you heard a lot of this, we have to be balanced, all that sort of stuff. Here's a little snippet where he talks about a balanced approach.
It's a balanced plan that would reduce the deficit by making additional spending cuts, by making modest adjustments to health care programs like Medicare and Medicaid, and by reforming our tax code in a way that asks the wealthiest Americans and biggest corporations to pay their fair share.
All right, and therein lies the problem. The corporations, what is the definition of business in America? Small businesses, 500 employees or less. I checked these numbers again, and we're talking 90% of the businesses in America are considered small businesses. You think they're going to hire people if that happens? I don't think so. So the small business will get jammed up again, the small businesses. And the Uber corporate people, the Dells of the world, because let's face it, a lot of it is technology, Microsoft, all of those. I mean, come on. They don't want to pay already, if you want to talk about corporate tax. This is why so much of the business is overseas. Yeah, we could talk about cheap employment, but one of the main things that is constantly brought up, it's the CEO of Cisco has said this, I'm going to have an address outside of the country as long as the corporate tax rate is 35%. It has to go to 25%. Then we can create business. Then we can hire more people. Then we'll do the things that we need to do. So there is definitely enough corporate CEOs who agree with that philosophy, so that's not going to have any kind of intended desire there. Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, could you travel anywhere in this country and not see a Starbucks somewhere? It's crazy, right? They're catty corner from each other in big cities. There must be 150 in Dallas. It's nuts. So Howard Schultz has talked about other heads of corporations not giving money to the politicians who don't figure out a way to work together to solve the problem. But I can tell you this, they're not going to work together when it comes to the idea of the corporate tax. It's not taxing the individual. It's not saying, oh, I'm a wealthy guy, I'm filthy rich, and I'm not paying as much taxes as the maid is, because you're taking more away from her than me, because I have a big-time tax accountant attorney who knows how to find the loopholes, so I end up paying way less than she does. And that's, you know, truly, that's what happens. The man with the most money has the best accountant money can buy to use the system to the best of their ability. Individual taxation of the rich people in the United States is different than corporate tax. And unless I'm confused, and I know I'm not because I've had this cleared up a million times for me, that's not going to happen. That's not going to invite anybody to create jobs. That's just not going to happen. Now, specifically, one of the things that Obama did say is he would offer $8 billion in tax credits for companies that hire workers who have been unemployed for 6 months or more, and $5 billion in tax incentives for companies to invest in equipment and plants. So, let's see. If you can find the right workers to work in your plant, and that's just about enough money that you can build it, I assume maybe something green, because there's definitely this push for sustainable energy, and there's all kinds of breaks, tax breaks for that. So you could probably finagle something that would work there. One of the things that sticks in my craw, and I think a lot of you who don't favor giant government, but let's realistically talk about regulations. Personally, I don't think that all regulations should be thrown out, but then we'd have to go bit by bit through all the red tape, which would take me the rest of my life. And there's some that I can tell you right now I would automatically throw out. Regulations is definitely something that separates a lot of Republicans from Democrats, so the president addressed that as well. Take a listen.
While they're adding teachers in places like South Korea, we're laying them off in droves. It's unfair to our kids. It undermines their future and ours. And it has to stop. Pass this bill and put our teachers back in the classroom where they belong.
All right, so teachers, and I think, too, with the teachers saying, as you just heard there, about hiring teachers where they're doing that overseas, he also talked about, along with that same thing with teachers, regulations. Maybe we don't have that one. But what he said about regulations,
I agree that there are some rules and regulations that do put an unnecessary burden on businesses at a time when they can least afford it. That's why I ordered a review of all government regulations.
Boy, how's that review going? I want to see that. And that's the problem. I think that there needs to be a huge audit of over-regulating and cutting out what we don't need. But I want to see where are we at that? If that's a pretty ambitious undertaking, so how far have we gone through that? And the regulations are part of the problem. There's too much red tape, and there's too much money connected to that. I've said this before. I have friends who work for the government who have told me, look under the hood. In some cases, there are jobs that are just duplicating and triplicating what's already being done. There are easily things that could be skimmed off the top, no doubt about it. So balance approach is what he's pushing. Talking about getting teachers back to work because so many were laid off with the state budgets that were crimped and regulations kind of placating the Republicans a little bit and then saying, but we do need some. What say you, America? Did his speech hit its mark?
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too.
we take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
I love you, baby. I love you now. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but I'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
At least when the president addressed the joint Congress, the joint session of Congress, there wasn't anything physical or any kind of shouting going on. As Ellen Ratner told us at the top of this hour, it's pretty calm, actually. It's just like, eh, all right. Some applause, standing, kind of was like the Catholic Church thing, up and down on a couple of key moments. And Republicans chimed in because, of course, hey, let's get Americans back to work. Woo! Of course, what are you going to say? No. Sit there with your arms folded. But I think a lot of the Republicans afterwards came out swinging, like Eric Cantor. Although he was actually pretty calm in some of his comments afterwards. He talked about trying to find the common ground and that it shouldn't really be all or nothing, and actually said, I hope that we can all find a way to get along on this one, in his own words. Here he is.
I believe that we can approach the things that there is commonality or potential for commonality on and work on those. You know, as Majority Leader, I'd like to see us peel off some of the things that we can agree on right now, put them together, pass them, get them to the president so we can see results for the people that are hurting. I hope the attitude is let's work together on areas that we can agree on and transcend the differences that have monopolized this town for too long. I did take exception to the all-or-nothing approach that the president took tonight, because I do think that good people can disagree.
All right, so he was, like I said, playing the role of as the majority leader. Let's see what we can get along on, what we can agree on, and let's just go for that. And then forget the rest, and we'll go through it later. And that was pretty smart. That was good positioning, because if there are a few things, which there will be, then just go for those. The things that work, that make sense, that everybody agrees on, just do it. But the whole thing with the cuts will never go through. So if they start with the whole cuts, here's what we want, and this is it, boom, it's just not going to happen. The hurry up and pass this thing is not going to happen this time around. And if they cherry pick it and just do it that way, some of the stuff will go through. If you had to vote on it, though, what would you vote on? And you're like, for example, one of the things that he talked about, the teaching and first responder jobs, you heard that, where Obama said he's asking for $35 billion to be pumped into local areas to keep teachers and first responders still in their jobs while allowing for some new people to be hired. So of the $30 billion of that pie, it would mostly, of the 35, 30 of it would go to educators, teachers, of course. And then the other five would go to first responders. What do you say to that? Thumbs up, thumbs down. I think in this one, what the problem is going to be with these jobs, going through all these specific jobs, is it going to be only union jobs? Is it only going to be union jobs that would be a piece of this proposed, you know, $35 billion? Well, if you think teachers, certainly that would be union jobs. So then you're going to have some Republicans who are not going to like that, who are going to say, wait a second, what about these other jobs? Yeah, it's kind of like fudging the numbers for how many people are out of work, how many people are underemployed. You never hear the real true numbers, because the biggest growth that we've experienced is in low-wage jobs. Not even the bigger wage jobs where somebody's getting 75 or more, or that middle crowd. Those jobs have gone in the opposite direction. So that's the first problem, the first hurdle. In getting reelected, think about it, unions, who helps the president, who certainly is pushing forth Democratic ideals, and that's unions. And so that's the opposite of the Republican point of view. I think they're going to have some sticking points there. That's where they're going to start off, right? Definitely with the cuts, no way. Talking about what you have to cut overall, forget that. If you talk about unemployment benefits, I think probably they're extending the unemployment benefits. If you've got 43% who are unemployed, so it's been more than 6 months, and certainly that's a drag on the economy. He wants to extend unemployment benefits one more time, once again. So remember, they lengthened unemployment to 99 weeks in 2009, and since then have done it five times. So by doing this, another extension would cost $49 billion. And Republicans have supported it in the past, and Democrats, of course, have supported unemployment insurance all those times I mentioned, and that there was enough to push it through. Because of where we're sitting and because of the reelection and the campaigning, this could pass again. It might not even be that much of a struggle this time around. Normally, I think it would be tougher, but I think that probably goes through. Most likely that goes through, right? Then they talk about modernizing schools and vacant property, spending $25 billion on that for public schools and improving community colleges and Project Rebuild, $15 billion for vacant and foreclosed homes and businesses. Part of that might have big problems going through. And overall, the total package numbers would be the toughest. $253 billion in tax cuts, that number, forget it. And $194 billion in new spending, mixing that all together. Well, especially the spending. And the cuts, you'd have to go through what the cuts were. But I think, I mean, overall tax cuts, yes. But the spending, forget it. And that's where I see a lot of that struggle coming in. The Cantor idea of a few things passing and then work with the rest of it is probably the best chance for any of that to go through. If you want to sound off on the president's speech on a scale of 1 to 10, what did you think? Dare I ask this audience? You can do that. Send it to me at americatonight.net. Or, of course, you can always throw in your 2 cents. I'm going to give you the digits. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Quickly, I have to mention a couple of things. One, the Texas wildfires that so many of you were concerned about. Want some good news? 30% contained. Want some bad news? 1,400 homes have been destroyed so far. Ugh. They say there's still potential for some growth in the size of this. Fires killed 2 people, and they're, of course, looking for other potential victims, hoping they won't have that happen. But pretty sad that that many homes have gone down. And I have watched some of the video, and it's very tough to watch where the people come back, and it really is just ashes. There may be a wall. There might be something left of the house, but really very little. And they think this was arson, the big fire out of Austin anyway, and that it was probably 4 teenagers, and that they went running out of the woods, and they're certainly looking for them. That's a huge story. 30% contained. The other big thing is, here we are Sunday celebrating, because I think it's celebration, because their Ground Zero has been transformed, or remembering the people who were lost in 9/11, so 10 years ago. There have been some unconfirmed but supposedly credible reports that there might be 3 Al-Qaeda operatives in the U.S. who are trying to blow up bridges or tunnels with car bombs, anything they can do to disrupt the city. So it must be credible enough. They've beefed up patrols by a third, and they have many more people checking parked cars and whatnot in New York, but also in Washington, because there's a lot of jihadi website chatter going on. But I think it's more than that. I think they're not releasing all the information they know. They're just warning people. But that's pretty scary when you get warned. Just warning, there might be some car bombs somewhere in the city of New York or perhaps in Washington, D.C. What do you do? Just stay away from all the bridges and the tunnels? Not to be sarcastic, but, you know, there's the problem with that. Let's hope that nothing happens because, you know, is it bogus? We've seen this before, that a threat's coming. Remember, even the inauguration of the president, this was going to be when it was going to happen. There have been some big sporting events where they thought they had heard a lot of chatter and something was going to happen, and it didn't. Well, let's hope that all these unconfirmed reports or information, this threat against New York or Washington that would coincide with the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, is nothing but bogus chatter.